Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are the Brothers Layman, your host, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Another week. Sports has been getting real big. Our podcast has been getting longer. Trying something a little different. We're going to split up the recap, make it one show. You know, we'll come back and do all the other news because we know there's plenty of that going on. But we're just going to give you this NFL feedback real quick.
Yeah. We know that's what y'all want. We know y'all are focused on and focused in on your fantasy league teams right now. Some of y'all may be off to bad starts like myself, but don't worry. We can always bounce back. It's still early. So for those of y'all who got your fantasy league teams, you got money on the table, hey, keep your head up. Things will get better if you're down right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely will. Get the business out the way. You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Just look under the Black Ears. We are under the Black Ears umbrella of podcasts. You can also find us on at our homepage, www.blackearsonline.com. If y'all want to contact us, you can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or you can leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Hey, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns y'all may have? Like I said, in regards to y'all fantasy league teams, y'all might want to know some sleeper picks. Yo, Jonathan, who should I pick up? Hit us up, and I'll let you know. May get you a victory, and, hey, I might win you some money.
May have to give somebody a little something before we get off the air.
Yep. I'll give y'all some knowledge. I'll give y'all some sleepers.
First off, I mean, let's start with the Monday night game. New Orleans looking like New Orleans of old. Well, not real old, but the last few years just clicking, battle of 3-0 teams, and New Orleans is like, yeah, we got this. 38-17 on the Dolphins.
Mm.
Drew Brees looking like this is just
an ordinary
day.
Drew Brees, yeah, just doing what I usually do, slicing the dicing.
Man, that game was fun to watch, man. Jimmy Graham.
It was fun for New Orleans.
I know, it was fun for New Orleans. Yeah.
It was a bad day for Ryan Tannehill. My God, he got sacked so many times. I just felt bad for the kid.
Yeah, hey, New Orleans defense is looking pretty good, getting stepped up. You know, that was a big gamble, getting Rob Ryan as your defensive coordinator. But, you know, so far, man, their defense has played a lot better. But, I mean, they were, like, dead last year, so can't go nowhere but up.
And Rob Ryan was the reason I thought they'd improve tremendously. I mean, he's proven over time that he is a good quality defensive coordinator. You know, they're still taking some time to adjust to the 3-4. That's something that they're working on now. But we've seen flashes and we've seen potential of the defense that can be. And, hey, they're another team that's going to be scared to play come playoff time, the way they're rolling.
Yeah, the 4 sacks. Got 3 interceptions. I mean, you know, and then this offense, I mean, Drew Brees, another 400-yard game. See, like, he just does that in his sleep. 300 yards is, like, nothing to him. I mean, 4 TDs, you know, his main weapons. Darren Sproles, come on. Darren Sproles, 7 receptions, 114 yards and a touchdown. I'm like, okay.
That's ridiculous.
No,
that's
Jimmy
absolutely
Graham.
Ridiculous.
I know, and you got Jimmy Graham, 402 touchdowns. Loving it.
Yeah, I was loving that. Wasn't loving so much the Darren Sproles because he made me lose my game. But Darren Sproles got to give him love. I mean, the dude is, what, 5'6"? Come on, man. And he is beasting some of these fools. So, hey, Darren Sproles is a true chess piece and a weapon that Sean Payton knows how to utilize, and Drew Brees knows how to find him. Jimmy Graham, like we say every freaking week, is in his own planet. He has his own zip code. He is clearly the best tight end in the league, and it is not even close.
Not even.
And we can't forget about the, I was about to say, we can't forget about Marcus Colston now. Can't forget about the young man who's been there for a long time. So they're going to be scary. They're going to be really scary to play in the playoffs.
They definitely are. You know, as far as Miami, I mean, this was their first real big test. Didn't work out as great as they wanted. I mean, Lamar Miller, you know, he's slowly improving. 5.6 yards a carry, got him a touchdown. Looking all right. I mean, Mike Wallace, I mean, I haven't seen him dropped in my league. Like, he is underperforming. We can all say that. You know, but
yeah.
Miami, you know, it's hard to beat New Orleans. But, you know, they got to have a bounce back game, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Miami has to bounce back. I mean, they got off to a nice run. You know, hopefully they won't be like Arizona was last year, who started off hot and just faded. But, you know, Ryan Tannehill had a rough day. He had a bad day at the office. His offensive line did him no help. And, you know, give Lamar Miller the ball.
Yeah, you got
what I mean. I am so sick and tired. And he even came out and said again, well, he still wants to kind of get both touches. I'm like, Negro, if you don't give Lamar Miller the fucking ball 20 times a game, you have mental problems.
Yeah, you've got to run the ball. I mean, granted, you know, you were down 21-10 at half, so I guess, you know, I kind of forced the issue. You know, but you got to do something to keep Drew Brees off the field.
Thank you.
You keep bringing them on. They just running it down. You don't just pass, bomb. Oh, Jimmy Graham. Okay. Derek Bro sneaks off at something. So, you know, they competition. Well, I thought they was going to be competition in their division. The Atlanta Falcons at home Sunday night. Yeah, that didn't look good.
Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does.
Yeah, pulled it out 30-23. Tom Brady, hey, his team, they are slowly clicking, slowly getting better game by game.
Kimbrough Thomas does it again.
Yep, he was complaining.
Sat his butt
shit.
Down. He ain't doing nothing. Next thing I know, the last two games, this fool just explodes for 20 points and 20 points. Like, God dang it, man.
Yep. Put up 127 in a touchdown on 11 targets. Like Julian Edelman, 7 for 118, finally put some yards to that.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't even care.
Even LeGarrette Blount ripped off a nice touchdown run. Like, oh, are you kidding me? So, yeah, they're starting to click. They're starting to look really good. And you know, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He had his meltdown. I'm sure he chewed out his team, and they got back to work and got, you know, on the same page. And unfortunately, they did lose two more receivers and Andre Dobson and Josh Bryce, two more rookies that they lost at receiver. So they're very thin right now. To go along with Danny Amendola, got Gronk still out. Marine's still out, so they're really banged up. But like I said, you can't not have faith in Tom Brady. He's Tom freaking Brady. So, and just like we saw yesterday, I mean, excuse me, on Sunday night, he finds a way to win, period.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's the system. I mean, Bill Belichick has that team rolling. You know, he knows how to push the right buttons and get the most out of his team. I got to give him that. I mean, they're sitting pretty at 4-0. You know, this was a big test for them going to Atlanta. You know, Atlanta, even though Roddy White banged up, I thought they would still do some things. Man, I mean, he was pissing me off. Matt Ryan was bothering the crap out of me on that game. I mean, the throw to Roddy White at the end was way too high. You know, he can't jump. And there was another play earlier where he had him and just overthrew him. I didn't get that. I mean, I got Roddy White. I've been frustrated with him all season. Figured I'd give him some run, and I'm like, why is every pass to Roddy White off? and it's all Matt Ryan's fault. Like, where are you throwing it, dude? Come on. Help your boy out. I mean, Tony Gonzalez looking like the OG he is, 12 receptions for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. Wow.
And they still lost.
Yep. Julio Jones is just doing what Julio Jones does, 6 for 108. I mean, this dude, he's stepping up. I mean, even though Matt Ryan, he threw for 421 yards, 54 passes is way too many passes.
Yeah, they're really missing Steven Jackson at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they barely even, they didn't even get 60 yards rushing between Rodgers and Snelling.
They're really hurting for Steven Jackson to come back.
Really?
I mean, they were leaning on him to be the key to their running attack and got hurt early, so that put a glitch in things. So, yeah, Matt Ryan is going to have to carry this team. And, ooh, so far they're not looking good. 1-3, and they're off to a bad start, especially with New Orleans undefeated in the division.
Yeah, this is – they did not need to lose. They're falling behind. You know, they can't keep going like this. I still, you know, think they'll make the playoffs, but dang, this is not good.
Mike Smith's seat is getting a little warmer every game.
Oh yeah, I mean, granted he's got his team playing well all the time, but I don't think it's automatically like if they don't go to the Super Bowl this year that he should be fired. But you know, I mean, once you start winning and winning regularly, guys are like, hey, when we going to the big dance? Now, they got high expectations, and they got to come through. And right now, they're not. You know, like Tony Gonzalez didn't come back for this. I mean, look, they got two big pieces that are missing. I mean, that'll hurt. Well, one missing, the other one just hurt and can't get on track. So I hope this will work out for them. But yeah, I mean, they can't take many more losses. That's for sure. I mean, they'll be on Monday night. Got the Jets coming, so we'll see what happens with that. But,
Yeah, it's not looking good right now.
You know, another big tight game. Seattle at going to Houston. Pulled it out in overtime.
All I have to say is Matt Schaub did it again and proved my point. He just keeps proving my point. He is an average quarterback. I've been saying Matt Schaub is overrated and it's not a top 10 quarterback, whatever people want to crown him. He ain't that good.
He ain't a top 10 quarterback.
And we are clearly seeing it now. He has 3 straight games throwing a pick six. 3 straight games throwing a pick six. And then that last one he threw in Seattle, that was just god awful. My thing was, dude, you saw how much time was left. You guys are up. Take the fucking sack. And punt the ball, force their offense, which has been, you know, kind of suspect, to march down the field and score and win the game. But no, he has to throw the ball away. Oh, pick six, Richard Sherman, the one dude who was just like, oh, once he got that and they won, it was a wrap. I'm talking all the shit I want.
Yeah, see, I was trying to be one of them dudes. I was trying to have faith in Matt Schaub, giving him all these props, but you know what, I can't no more. I can't. I was trying to help defend him. I can't anymore. He's becoming a liability. Yeah, I don't know what happened. If he just, because he used to air it out and they stopped airing it out, he just lost the skill. But, man. I mean,
and there's nowhere for them to go. So.
No, I mean, you're going to get your coach fired. I mean, really. I mean, they say that, you know, quarterback and coach are two of the biggest positions in the NFL. And, you know, Gary Kubiak, we don't know what's going on. Foster had a solid game. You know, only got 3.8 yards a carry. You know, got you 102 yards on 27 carries. You know, but look, you're going up against Seattle defense. I mean, for fantasy fans, the fact that he made 100 yards, you're just like, thank you.
Not even for fantasy fans. The fact that he was able to crack 100 yards, period, was just like, dang, okay.
Andre Johnson showed up. 9 for 110. Even Owen Daniels just being a kind of consistent dude. And, oh, yeah, Aaron Foster gave you 6 catches for 69 yards and a touchdown. Nice.
And if you had, and if you were playing Matt Schaub, you were just like, what the fuck?
If you ain't playing his ass no more, you gotta send him down.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, and with Seattle, you know, Russell Wilson didn't have to do much. He didn't really have that great of a game. Only 12 of 23, 123 yards, and an interception. Got sacked 5 times. This is, you knew this was a defensive battle. You know, Lynch almost had almost 100 yards. He did his thing. This was just these both of these teams run the ball, stop the run, play physical defense. This is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a guy who can, as a quarterback, just manage the game and lead your team to victory. You know, we know Russell Wilson ain't, you know, airing it out all day and making splashes, but the dude just wins.
Yeah.
Keeps out of win, keeps his composure, and, you know, helps his team get in position to make the winning field goal. So, they slowly but surely, they not sexy on offense. They just get it done.
Yeah. And in the game of football, it doesn't matter how ugly or how pretty you win. The fact that you win, that's all that matters. They just want that W. So, they undefeated too, which is another tough team that's going to be tough to play in the playoffs. Especially if they get home field advantage, they are probably going to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is scary. And another team that's 4-0 that just beat the shit out of a team that was expected to do well, Kansas City just keeps rolling. 31-7, smashing these Giants
to a bloody
Giants
pulp.
Fans, I really feel bad for y'all. You know, y'all had all this success, and we went in, and our team, and all the crap Eli Manning used to get, it's just coming right on back.
Yeah. Those two championships are a thing of the past, and everybody's focused on the present at this point.
Yeah.
So,
what have you done for me lately? Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a damn thing.
Oof. Yeah, man, they took a shellacking.
Yeah.
They took an absolute smack to the face. And I mean, Kansas City D, man, they are playing. They're going to be scary. They are scary right now.
And then even the special teams, that Dexter McCluster punt return.
Jamal Charles running hard. Aaron Smith is just dinking and dunking his way to just no turnovers.
Yeah, he had a couple in this game, though. A couple interceptions. But, you know, he's not the aired out guy, but he just helped win us the game. He's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dwayne Bowe stepping up. So, I mean, Kansas City, you know, they're exceeding expectations right now, that's for sure. Andy Reid has that team playing well. All they can go is up. Now, they got a rough division, but all they can go is up. And as far as the Giants, goddamn. I mean, they waived Darrell Scott, so I guess it's like, okay, well, David Wilson, all or nothing.
Ride him. Ride him, baby.
You don't have a choice. You know, Victor Cruz showed up, at least for fantasy purposes, gave you some. 10 for 164 and a touchdown, but that's it.
And Hakeem Nicks, where you be at, son?
Brandon Myers, where you be at? I started joking. You didn't do nothing. God. You know, we just be talking about it every week. The Giants, I don't know what they can do. I don't. They've been built on rushing the quarterback. They can't do that. Their secondary has been in question. It still is. And now you can't run the ball. Now, maybe you shouldn't have got rid of Amon Bradshaw.
I'm just going to say at this point, I think it's time for a new voice in the locker room, unfortunately.
It will be.
Coughlin, his voice has just gotten old, and the message has gotten old, and I just think they're ready. They need a fresh course. They need a fresh start, man. He's been there a long time.
No, he has been there a long time. And, you know, it's like all of this would always happen. Like, he's wearing out, and then they come back and go to the Super Bowl. And then it's like, he's losing the team. And they come back again next season. Go to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think they ain't started this damn bad
mm-hmm.
at all. I think he'll still finish the season. I don't, you know, he's done enough in that city to at least earn to go coach out the whole season. Even if these niggas go 2-14, just let him go the whole ride. Don't can him till the season's over. And then if you end up with number one or two pick, then yeah, he got to go.
Yeah, just go in another direction.
Keep your hopes up, Giants fans.
Yeah, keep hope alive, Eli. Because your brother is absolutely dominating the NFL right now.
Yeah, and the other undefeated team, you know we was coming. You know that was coming. The Denver Broncos.
What can I say, man? What have I been saying? What have I kept saying? What am I going to keep saying about my squad? Unstoppable. Best team in football, period. And it ain't even close.
Hey, Enrique Black from Downtown Black and Brown. Hey, I was trying to give your team some love, but, hey, how can I argue with 50 points?
Hey, Enrique Black, check the power rankings now. And tell me how you feel. 52 points, baby. 52. 5-2. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, another efficient 28-34, 327, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Back once.
What are you going to do? There's nothing more. I'm almost on that Jay-Z right now. What more can I say?
Because look at them toys. He ain't never had toys like this. Never.
Now.
Maybe that one year where, you know, Reggie Wayne was popping and was still young. I mean, but come on. Eric Decker, 5-88. Demaryius Thomas, 9-86 and two tuds. Wes Welker, 7-76 and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn it.
He's
got 140-yard rushing total from the running backs.
Mm-hmm. So let's just put things in perspective, though. Let's give credit where credit is due. Got to give credit to the Broncos organization. All of those players you just named right now, minus Wes Welker, were drafted by the Broncos. So let's give the Broncos some props for scouting proper talent. What can I say? I mean, they took a risk on Demaryius Thomas when he was hurt coming out of Georgia Tech. He is panned out. Eric Decker, same thing. He was hurt. That's why he dropped to the third round of the draft because of foot injury. Broncos scooped him up, were able to get him. Julius Thomas was in the same draft as Von Miller, taken in the fourth round. So it ain't like dudes didn't have opportunities to take these players. They let them slip to the Broncos. Broncos scooped him up and added Peyton Manning, a little Wes Welker. And what do you got? You got 4-0 and 44 points a game.
Yeah, just talking to him. Hey, breaking the season record. You know, we ain't seen this much offense since Randy Moss was back in New England. Ain't much to say. Denver Broncos are just fucking clicking on all cylinders. Chip Kelly's offense, where 3 weeks ago we were all like, is this the new thing? What they going to do? Is everybody going to copy it? Not right now. Not with 1-3, we ain't copying that shit.
Yep.
Defense, just it's
what have I said? What
NFC
have I said?
East is just niggas can't play defense. God damn.
This offense was going to gas them. Chip Kelly made the one mistake as a head coach that you cannot make against a dude like a Peyton Manning. I saw it on my phone. I didn't even get to see the beginning of the game. I saw it on my phone. And the first thing I saw was 30 seconds into the game, Philly had to punt. And I'm like, you took 30 seconds off the clock and gave it to Peyton Manning? I'm like, yeah, he's going to just eat you alive if you keep doing that. Mm-hmm. His dudes are gassed, especially going in a place like Mile High with the altitude. You're trying to run all them players like that, they're really going to be tired. And we saw what happened. Peyton just tore him a new one. 21 to zip in the third quarter. What?
You got to know better than that. If you're playing against a top three quarterback, even top five, but he's a top three quarterback in the league, you do not want to give this guy multiple touches. Nope. I know you're a scoring guru, and you're like, we just going to match them touchdown for touchdown. You might not.
You can't do that against this Peyton Manning offense. You can't. If any, this is on that, that Mike Dunleavy. We going to match them point for point. No. You can't match this team point for point. If you try to match them point for point and not stop them defensively, you will lose every single time. Because there's literally no one you can double team. Because if you double team somebody, you are leaving like two people single covered, and they're gonna eat you up every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost one of the things like that. It almost sounds like, well, you don't trust your defense to hold them. I mean, clearly they got 35. They won a first down battle, 35-21. I mean, granted, they got two less plays than the Broncos, but dang. I mean, sloppy.
Two late plays.
Eight penalties.
What was the time of possession?
33-26. So not a large amount, but
there it is.
Still put up the yards. But I mean, Peyton Manning. I mean, granted, he's not, you know, the argument, he's not the deep thrower all the time, but he's got guys. If he throws it 20 yards, they catch it and take it the rest of the way. All right. Mm-hmm. And his defense. Hey man, Broncos defense is looking pretty good.
They're looking okay. I mean, they got some things they need to clean up. And so one thing I do like about John Fox and Peyton Manning and this Broncos team, they're still hungry, and they still know that they have areas to improve in. I mean, there were some of these touchdowns they gave up to Philly were kind of unnecessary. You know, they left a couple of points off the board. So, honestly, the Broncos could have scored more points. So, I mean, there's just some things they need to clean up. Champ Bailey isn't back yet. Von Miller will be back after this week, so – I mean, excuse me, in the next 2 weeks. So their defense is going to get a little bit more stout. We'll finally have a serious pass rushing threat on the defensive side. And that is really going to make the Broncos a scary team.
No, it will be, man. It will be. And they got an interesting matchup next week.
Against a team that just can't get right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Dallas coming off that – off that shellacking St. Louis, like, oh, let's see what's going to happen. This might be a letdown game. Well, of course it is. This just seems like this is what you get with the Dallas Cowboys. You're like, all right, you came off a good win. You're going to San Diego. They're not that good, although Phillip Rivers has been looking good. And what happens? Phillip Rivers looks good again.
And what happened? San Diego defense shut out Dallas in the second half is what happened.
Yeah, I don't get that.
This is what I have consistently have said about the Cowboys. With the offense that they have, everybody can say what they want about Peyton Manning's weapons. You got Dez Bryant, you got Jason Witten, you got DeMarco Murray, and when he's healthy, Miles Austin. You have a formidable bunch. So it ain't like Tony Romo ain't got no weapons. I don't know why they can't score more points. That has always been the million-dollar question with this bunch. I don't get it. I don't know.
I mean, they have talent. Talent is not the problem. It seems just to be the putting everything together to make it a consistently viable team. Like, it's an up and down, like a damn heartbeat, up and down. As soon as you, like, they get up, you're like, all right, can we start believing in y'all? No. Then you go in like, you know what? I don't even have any faith in them. I don't think they're going to win. Oh, they win! Okay,
now
well, maybe. No, here we go.
I think the thing that Cowboy fans will have to be wary about the most is that their defense plays the type of somewhat bend but don't break. If you do that for Peyton Manning, he is going to dice you up. No problem.
Yeah, I mean,
so they're gonna have to. That DeMarcus Ware gonna have to do something and try to get to Peyton Manning because their defense is giving up way too many points.
I mean, if you got one sack, that ain't gonna work. Tony Romo did all right, 20-37, 244, two touchdowns. He got sacked three times though.
Oh, how many times did they run the ball?
Total 16, 14 for DeMarco Murray. For 70 yards, and that's it.
I don't understand why you got a dude who going off. If you are averaging over 5 yards a carry, you should have at the very least 20 carries. At the least, you should have 20 carries for like 100 yards. Because I don't get it. I don't get it. He went bananas against St. Louis. Why don't you ride him again against San Diego? I don't understand.
They felt like passing a lot. I mean, Dez Bryant is being Dez Bryant now, 6 for 81, 2 touchdowns. You know, Terrence Williams did an all right job, 7 for 71. But it ain't enough. I don't get it. I mean, I know he lost the fumble, which was big. No, they're not putting it together. They're having so-so games and just bland.
Yeah.
You know, Phillip Rivers now looking like Phillip Rivers of 4 years ago. Just throwing
35-52,
401 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, Danny Woodhead looking like the great pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly they missed the Darren Sproles type, and they brought him in, and he's looking good. I mean, Antonio Gates is looking young again. 10 for 136 in the touchdown. He ain't put numbers up like that in years.
And what happened? Once again, the Broncos strike again. Mike McCoy, former offensive coordinator. Booyah. We're all over the place. What can I say?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, San Diego's all right. I mean, I know they lost. They had some big losses this week.
Mm-hmm.
I know Dwight Freeney and Malcolm Floyd injured reserve, so they're done. I mean, they can't get healthy.
It's bad luck, man. It's bad luck.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, he lost Denari Alexander earlier in the season. Now Malcolm Floyd officially done.
They lost Melvin Ingram in training camp, had high expectations for him, which is why they brought in Dwight Freeney in the first place. And now he's out for the season. It's just like, yeah, they can't catch a break, man. They can't catch a break.
Nah, so who they got? Oh, they might catch a break for them with that real late game. But before we go take a break, let's talk about another team that actually did step the hell up after we was questioning them on what they going to do. The Niners.
Good job.
On Thursday night, you know, we was like, what's going on? Are they for real? What's happening? And they just said, we here.
Oh, but what was the thing? What was the thing? What was the thing? Oh, you gave Frank Gore the ball. That was the thing.
I mean, he beasted 20 for 153 yards. Goddamn.
Keep feeding them, please.
As they said, we need to keep running. We were like, run, you got Frank Gore. Give him the rock. And see, every time you complain, when you complain, you come back, they give it to you, and you produce.
Hey, maybe they listen to us and heard us. I don't know.
Anquan Boldin looking like week one. Anquan Boldin again, 5 for 90 in the touchdown.
Looking sick, man. Looking sick. And for St. Louis, I mean, good Lord, they're looking bad.
Well, I mean, you know, the Niners defense stepped up, got 5 sacks on Sam Bradford. Shut down the running game. Derek Dixon, 12 for 16 yards. Ooh, that's ugly.
That is beyond ugly. I can probably do that too.
Man, they completely shut down that damn team.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, the Niners, they're starting to gel a little bit, looking a little bit better. You know, even though it'll be interesting to see how they're playing with Alden Smith out. But right now they're looking pretty good. Patrick Willis is still out, so that's another
hole on the defense.
Yeah, another hole that they're playing with on D, but they are stepping up without him. And once he comes back, they'll be great. And then for St. Louis, man, their offense is just horrible right now. Clearly they miss Steven Jackson because Darrell Richardson really ain't cutting it at this point. Sam Bradford gets no time to throw the ball. They're looking bad, man.
Yeah, I mean, the O-line is still crappy. Richardson's a rookie. He still hadn't got it yet. I mean, they got some talent in the receiving corps with Jared Cook, you know, Chris Givens, but they young, and right now I know the owner and the team, they rolling with Sam Bradford. I'm okay. You know, but as we all know with the NFL, not for long.
Mm-hmm.
If they keep sucking, you know, they're going to look elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
And he clearly clearly has some promise, but you can't put it together. There's only so long they can roll with you before they gotta jump ship and find somebody else.
Exactly.
So good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to come back, recap some more games, look at some week five. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Holla!
Hey. Top priority, peace before everything, God before anything, love before anything, real before everything, home before any place, shoot before anything, style and stay radiate, love, power, slay the hate, truth killer, figgy face, bay or say to they face, ain't afraid of major straight, race set the table straight, flow greatest like the greatest lakes, gates on greatest states, quiet water, major waves, steer the course, make a way, and come ashore on a greater day. Homegrown from the greatest grain, full flavor in the native strain. Now put that on your brainy brain. Full exposure to faith and slang. Minimum wage and major gangs. Y'all seen Dante the Bay. Day to night and day to day. They came to play, we came to stay. Get out the way. Biatch, Sunspot, Heat Rocks. Brooklyn finest preservation of B-Box. Friend of folk, poison a detox. When we rock, the people are respond. Priority, peace before anything, God before everything, love before anything, real before everything, home before any place, shoot before anything, style and stay radiate, love, power, slay the hate, priority.
Welcome back, y'all. The Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Recapping week four in the NFL. Really good matchup. That actually got to be a really good game. Bears going to Detroit Lions. You know, Ndamukong Suh don't like the Bears, and he clearly showed that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting to Jay Cutler once again. You know, people are already thinking like some cheap shot with the way he landed. I'm like, nah, that's not finable.
Yep.
He just hit his ass, and I mean, Jay Cutler just landed funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was a Jay Cutler you don't like seeing. 317 yards, 3 interceptions, got sacked 3 times.
Oof.
Just not really on.
Yeah, they just didn't look in sync. I mean, and honestly, the score didn't really tell the story of the game. The game was pretty much out of hand the whole game. At one point, I want to say it was 40-16. So, I mean, they scored 2 late touchdowns to make it closer, but it was ugly. It was ugly. So, I mean, Chicago, they got to go back to the drawing board, even though Matt Forte had a pretty solid game. You know, Alshon Jeffrey is breaking out, looking pretty good. So, I mean, they have some pieces and some weapons on offense they can utilize. Defensively, they just got gashed. I don't know what happened, but Detroit just Matt Stafford, just, man, he just ripped him apart, man. It was crazy. So,
I mean
for that physical defense, yeah, it was crazy.
Hey, him and then Reggie Bush, man. Reggie Bush is looking like the free agent pickup of the season.
Mm-hmm.
18 carries, 139 yards. I mean,
he's looking like a real running back.
Yeah, he's looking like the SC back.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. He came out and was in New Orleans. It didn't look like much. Went to Miami, slowly started showing some people something. Like, okay, he actually might be a solid running back. And then basically lands perfectly in the team, Detroit, and he is looking like a great fit. I mean, when he is on like that, they're really hard to beat.
Yep. To go along with Calvin Johnson, I mean, Megatron is just Megatron.
Yeah, he's
doing his thing. Of course. All he does. And then Matt Stafford is growing. Like I said, I like Matt Stafford. I think he's one of the better and more underrated quarterbacks in the league. Not a lot of people talk about him, but he has a great arm. He can be a little erratic at times. But for the most part he's good. He's still growing. He's still young. He's still learning. So, you know, he's one to watch out for in the future as one of the great ones.
Oh no, he's been coming along, man. I mean, they made the playoffs a couple years ago, had a little funk last year, so they're really trying to turn that around and really trying to do something with this team. Baltimore losing at Buffalo 23-20. I mean, they couldn't get – it was turnover city.
Tell them why. How many times did they run the ball?
I can get into that now?
Yes, please.
You play – you said dude was active. We put his ass in, and you run the ball between him and – he's hurt? Okay, Ray Rice is hurt. All right. Running with Bernard Pierce. And we get a total of 9 motherfucking carries.
Between the both of them. That's just
come on.
Ridiculous.
We over here complaining about dudes not getting enough carries, and they getting 14. Just 8 guys. This is – fuck Joe Flacco. This is your best player.
Period.
Ray Rice.
There's no question.
5 fucking carries? In a game that's close the whole game?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
I mean, come on. I mean, at the end of the – you know, it's 27 at the end of the half. Well, he should have had fucking 9 carries himself by the end of the half.
Exactly.
You know, we get this as a passing league. Stop fucking passing it all the time. You know, I mean, I don't want to hear these guys like, well, Ray Rice needs to do more. He can't call running plays. That's the offensive coordinator's job to say, let's run the ball.
Yeah.
Ray Rice can say, I want the fucking ball. Let's run it.
Joe Flacco can audible to a run play.
Yeah, he should be able to.
I mean, I don't know. Why they didn't run, I don't know.
Nope, they just wanted to watch this nigga pass for 5 interceptions. 5. Damn.
I'm like, after the second one, it didn't dawn on you that, maybe we should run the ball a little more.
Come on.
Like, come on, man.
And use a nigga in the damn, and you have no catches.
Yeah. It was just, I don't understand it. I'm sure he will be fed next week. Believe it.
Oh, he need to BITCH a lot.
Yep.
He need, yeah, if anybody so far this season needs to bitch about not getting touches, he needs to bitch about not getting some touches, for real.
Yeah, because I'm like, you can't give your best player 5 touches. That's just unexcusable.
That is just,
and I mean, John, we can blame the offensive coordinator, we can blame the Joe Flacco, but that falls on John Harbaugh. You got to know better than that. You the head coach. You are the man who calls all the shots. When it comes down to it, tell your fucking offensive coordinator, we are going to run the ball. Get ready to ball.
Especially early, man. Come on, they were what, 30th in the run against the run? Come on.
Well, Ray Rice won't complain. He's a humble guy. You know, he's a team first dude. And, you know, he'll go along with it. You know, he's not going to complain. I just know for a fact they're going to feed him the next game. No question. They're going to give him the ball.
If I'm him, if he wants to be, you know, the team player, like, all right, I'm going to go to my running back coach and I'm going to bitch to him and be like, take this upstairs. You go to the coach and be like, give my guy some touches, dog. What the fuck? I mean, he's like, well, he's not really healthy. Well, why did Bernard Pierce get only 4? Joe Flacco is a solid quarterback. I ain't mad at the nigga for getting his money, but he is not a quarterback who can just air it out 50 times, which he did in this game, and win games. There's only a handful of guys who can do that. And even those guys, you don't want them doing it all the damn time.
Nope.
But against Buffalo, too.
Hey, let's give some kudos, though, to the Buffalo Bills, man. EJ Manuel is doing a good job, not really turning the ball over too much. And they're running it. They're running the ball. You know, they're running the ball. Their defense is, you know, it's so-so. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, as a rookie quarterback, for a guy who really, I mean, let's be honest, expectations were not high for EJ Manuel coming into this season. He's done a pretty good job. He's done a pretty good job.
But, I mean, you know, you bailed him out. I was just saying, if they're not a good running team and you don't run, You know, they get 5 interceptions. I mean, sack you 4 times. Mm-hmm. You know, they got 200 yards rushing total against them. So, I mean, they played a solid game. I mean, yeah, E.J. Manuel could have been a little better. I mean, this is – he's a rookie. But it's still a big win. You know, kudos to them.
Exactly.
And in that division, Cleveland got a damn win against Cincinnati. Another quarterback who I try to big up and give some love to, and he ain't really looking that hot.
Brandon Weeden ain't getting his job back. He's done.
Nope.
Cleveland has moved on. Brian Hoyer is the new guy in town, and he is leading this Cleveland offense. Looks awesome now.
Yeah, they do. Jordan Cameron
is the underrated pickup of the season for fantasy purposes at this point in time. 10 catches?
Yeah. He is just winning.
He is just beasting at this point. It's crazy.
I mean, yeah,
it's crazy.
He got in the game, got 15 carries after being on. I mean, Cleveland's defense has looked pretty good. They've been holding some teams down. And they've seriously shut down Cincinnati. I was really shocked that Cincinnati playing this bad.
Hey, some love to Joe Hayden, cornerback on Cleveland. He's been shutting cats down. And then he just shut down A.J. Green, too. He's on a mission, boy. He's on a mission to be known.
Oh, yeah. If he got 15 targets and only caught 7 of them, they really locked him down. Only 63 yards rushing total. Come on, Cincinnati. This division is up for grabs.
Yeah, they're going to have to get it together.
I'm trying. You got 3 teams at tied 2-2. You got Pittsburgh. God damn, they 0-4. I mean,
and Ben Roethlisberger came out and even said it. He said, we might honestly be the worst team in football right now. When your quarterback says that, that is a bad sign.
Come on, at Minnesota.
Mm.
Going against whoever you was talking, Matt Castle sucked. But I guess not that Sunday.
Not against Pittsburgh, I guess.
Yeah, God. No, Le'Veon Bell had a couple touchdowns.
He did some nice things.
They couldn't even they couldn't even crack 80 yard rushing.
Their O line is in disarray, man. It's terrible.
Their O line is straight trash.
And Adrian Peterson is straight gold.
Dude. 23 for 140 and 2 touchdowns. Yes, that's why he's the number one pick in the draft.
Yep. Period. Just give him the ball. Matt Castle did what he was supposed to do. And you know what? I might have to start Greg Jennings now that they got a legit quarterback.
Yeah, you might have to.
Because I mean, my goodness gracious. Like 3 catches for almost 100 yards? That's the Greg Jennings I remember. Okay.
Yep, Christian Ponder. You're done.
Yeah, you on that Brandon Weeden train, buddy. You are done. Replaced due to injury. Sorry, it can happen.
Yeah, hopefully you get healthy during this bye week and that Matt Castle starts blowing it and they'll put you back in. But that was not the game you wanted to see. You're like, oh, fuck, there goes my job.
Yep. And he didn't really. Did Matt Castle even throw an interception?
Nope. 16-25, 248, 2 touchdowns, sacked once.
And no picks. I mean, and that's going to make a huge difference is that no turnovers. That's
nope.
A huge difference for them because we all know Christian Ponder likes to turn the ball over. So, sorry, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, one more game worth noting. Well, there's a couple. You know, Tennessee comes out, you know, manhandles the Jets.
Manhandled ain't the word. Geno Smith. Did you see the Geno Smith, Matt / Mark Sanchez reminiscence play?
No, I didn't. What happened?
This fool ran, basically was backed up into his end zone. And instead of throwing the ball away or even just taking the safety, this fool tries to do some behind the back and switch the ball from the right to the left hand while he's being sacked. The ball pops out, dude falls on it, touchdown, Tennessee. It was just like, it was almost reminiscent of the butt fumble. It was so sad. It was just like, come on, good Lord. And now Matt and now Mark Sanchez said he's getting surgery, so there really ain't no turning back for the Jets at this point. Santonio Holmes is hurt. Stephen Hill is hurt. They're done. They're done.
Yeah. You know, Santonio Holmes shows back up and is like, oh, no, I'm out a few more weeks. Like, dude, you've been hurt all season. Now you come back. Oh, now I get hurt again. Damn it. And all you got good is Bilal Powell hasn't looked as solid this season.
Yes, he has.
I mean, if Kellen Winslow is your damn leading guy,
yeah, it's a sad day in Jets fan, in Jets land, but it's a happy day in Tennessee land. And for those of y'all who drafted Chris Johnson, he has a few words for y'all on his Twitter. You might want to go check it out. He is not worried about you fantasy fans out there. He ain't worried about catching passes. He ain't worried about running for 100 yards and touchdowns. He's worried about winning. So for all y'all who got him, he said y'all might want to bench him if he ain't that good then.
Yeah, 15 for 21. I'm like, wow. I'm like, oh, now you want to talk shit. You were C2, you were C2K and all that shit. You like, oh, it must be the O-line fault. And now that you ain't, you're like, oh, I just want to win. Like, oh, yeah, now you just want to win. Okay. I mean, and then Jake Locker took a hit, so I know he'll be out. He's going to be out a while.
So I turned to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Lord, have mercy.
He got him a win.
They're
going to win again, but they got a rough matchup with Kansas City coming to town.
Oh, God. Kansas City about to be 5-0. Great.
And let's give some love to RG3. He got a win.
Good for RG3. I mean, does he want a cookie? I don't know. He beat the Raiders, man. Like, seriously.
Because y'all put the smackdown on
them.
Niggas had
I knew we were going to put the smackdown on them. I mean, it wasn't even no question. They weren't going to beat the Broncos. That was just not even a question. Anybody who bet against the Broncos is an idiot. Secondly, they beat the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders are not – the Raiders have one win against who? Jacksonville. That's all I need to say. That's their only win. That's probably the only win they will have this whole season. So – And Matt Flynn came out and just looked god-awful. I mean, you were playing against Matt Flynn and Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, you needed that win bad.
You know it's bad when you start one game and your coach come out and already says you just look terrible. Like, Matt Flynn is done, man. They are waiting for Terrell Pryor to come back. And then
I mean,
Jan
I heard
they
all like, that was bad. Like, we going to go to the third string back. Like, damn.
Yep.
You already like, yeah, the backup sucks. We going down to the next guy. Damn. Matt Flynn is basically a backup for the rest of his damn career.
Yep. He will never get an opportunity to win a starting job ever again. Ever.
Nope. Just run the second team. Get used to holding that clipboard and the visor.
To make that money.
Damn, bruh.
And then the Raiders lost Darren McFadden, and it was just bad. But you know what? For RG3, good for him. They got a win. You know, they're now no longer have a donut. You know, the Giants are the lone team now in the NFC East who have a donut in front of their record, in front of their record. So, that NFC East, man, I don't know. It's just brutal. And, I mean, kudos to Washington. Whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah, I mean, Morris had a good game, and he got hurt. Roy Healy came in. You know, he was looking like a pickup, but now, of course, they're going to a bye. You're like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they need it. Yeah, they go have a win going into the bye, feeling good. Pierre Garçon has been good for me.
Mm-hmm.
6 of 59 and a touchdown. You know, hopefully, the bye week will do them some good, because yeah, they clearly need it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, on to week 5, there are a number of some games. Yeah, we know the game you like.
Of course.
Or is it somebody else? That is that your? I mean, that is probably that's the game America's gonna be watching.
Really? Really? Why? To watch them get eight?
Yeah, because it's America's team. We want to see America. But hey, you know what they say? Y'all should kick their ass, which means Dallas might actually win.
No, that's not going to happen. We are not going to lose to the Cowboys, just like I said against the Raiders.
You're not
like
in Dallas? You're not going to lose to them in Dallas? You sure?
No, I'm positive. Peyton Manning is the ultimate quarterback. He is the ultimate leader. He will have his troops ready, and he's going to pick that secondary apart. Morris Claiborne, granted, he's a very talented cornerback. He's only been in the league a year. I wouldn't surprise me if Peyton Manning picked on him. Secondly, who is going to stop Wes Welker and Julius Thomas and Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker and No'Shawn Moreno? Yes, exactly. So, whatever. That's whatever to me. The game I am looking to see that I am interested in is Detroit going to Green Bay. Green Bay coming off a bye.
Yeah.
We all know that they have a history, a long history, you know, playing on Thanksgiving and all that good stuff. So, I mean, they're coming. Green Bay's coming off a bye. Eddie Lacy had a week to get healthy and get back from the concussion he suffered.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson had a chance to rest, as did Randall Cobb, and even Aaron Rodgers and our O-line had a chance to just rest, get their minds cleared. You know, they did take that last second loss to Cincinnati before the bye, so I'm sure they worked on a lot of things throughout the bye week and will be ready. But taking on Detroit, that's going to be a tough matchup for their cornerbacks going against Matt Stafford. You know, and Ndamukong Suh, we all know the history that they have as well with Ndamukong Suh. So it's going to be a true battle. It's going to be a battle.
That game is going to be hot. I'm definitely trying to see that game. You know, they just beat Chicago. So if they come in, they beat Chicago and beat Green Bay, I mean, they're going to be rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they might start hitting the ground running. There's more couple games. I'm curious to see if Chicago can bounce back with New Orleans coming into town. I mean, offense versus the defense. I mean, New Orleans is rolling now, trying to be 5-0. That's a big road game for them. They want to see what Chicago can actually do now that they got, coming off that L. What's up?
Oh, I hear you, man.
Don't throw another one. Don't throw another one.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sure Chicago wants to bounce back, and that's going to be a true test for them, especially for their defense. You know, stopping Drew Brees is no easy task. And if Jay Cutler tends to turn the ball over and continue to give Drew Brees touches, they're going to lose badly.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a test for New Orleans. I mean, Chicago's got some big receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miami was all right, but, now that's a real test. On the road, let's see what y'all can do. I also like battle of two rookies. Seattle's going to Indiana.
Oof.
Andrew Luck has been he's been good. He's been leading to his team to victories. I mean, granted, he's not going crazy like he was last year. But it's a good game for Trent Richardson. See what you can do against Seattle's defense.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle's going to come in. They had a big road win against Houston. It's another big test. I'm sure all the NFC is pulling for Indiana. Like, can you win? Come on, Indianapolis, win.
We all know I give to
the Pacific Northwest in the fucking playoffs.
We all know that I try to give Andrew Luck as much love as possible. If he can beat Seattle's defense, I think he will finally get some love. So I'm pulling for the man to beat Seattle's D. But hey, I mean, it's gonna be a battle. These are two guys who were, highly thought of from last year. They were part of that big class of quarterbacks who came in and produced. So, and then throw Trent Richardson in the mix, he was the drafted the number one running back in that draft too. So, yeah, it's a battle of the guys from last year's draft, and we'll see what happens, man. That's going to be a very interesting game.
I know it will be. Yeah, if Andrew Luck can pull a win out versus Seattle, I mean, that's going to say a lot. That's going to be a real confidence booster.
Mm-hmm. And then the last game that I am really interested in, and I think is going to be a sleeper game for some people, is Cincinnati and New England. They're going to have a true test, and I'm talking about New England, their defense, trying to maintain AJ Green. He's been a little bit quiet the past couple of games. I think he is due to have a big-time game. And, I mean, they do have Aqib Talib, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Tom Brady against Cincinnati's defense. Cincinnati's defense is physical. You know, they do have some injuries, you know, in their secondary that they're going to have to be leery about. But if guys can get healthy and play this week, that's going to be a tough battle for Tom Brady to win.
I know it will. And, I mean, it's going to be tough on Cincinnati's side. And they're, you know, coming off that loss at Cleveland, I know they want some redemption. You know, they pulled off a good win against Green Bay, so we'll see if they can beat another good team. But they need a confidence booster win. And this would be one of those.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the game I thought you were going to say, and it's going to be a fucking defensive game. It's Houston at Frisco.
Mm.
You know, it's a Sunday night game. And at this point, I'm not expecting – I expect Max Schaub to play ass against Frisco's team. I mean, I hope not, but, you know, he has not been playing that great.
History says he's going to throw a pick six in this one, too.
Oh, my God.
And if he does, that might just be the record.
I mean, if he does, it might be like, nigga, sit your ass down.
We already have fans burning his jersey outside of the stadium, so he's on his way.
Oh, yeah, but this is another defensive game.
And we'll see what Colin Kaepernick can do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this is
what
Colin Kaepernick, too.
Mm-hmm. Against Houston's defense. He's coming off that good game against, you know, the sorry St. Louis team, but how can he do against a bigger, stouter defense? We shall see upcoming.
No doubt we will. You know, the other game, the Monday night, Jets in Atlanta, and not really.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, man, I feel bad for these. Like, why is the Oakland game at, like, fucking 8 o'clock Western time? I was like, ain't nobody going to be up at 1. Well, let me not say that because people love their football, but on the East Coast at, like, 2 a.m., watching this game, this shit better be good. If I'm on the East, I'm like, this shit better be good.
Are you serious? You really think San Diego Raiders?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those. So if you really want to watch it, go ahead and watch. But, I mean, let's be honest. They moved it to baseball. And, I mean, baseball is more important right now than the Raiders. So, I mean...
Get a new stadium. Shit.
It's the Raiders. If the Raiders were good, they'd still be playing where they were supposed to, but it's the Raiders. So, move.
Yeah. And, you know, since we're about to talk about some our league, fantasy football, please be aware, y'all. Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Washington on byes. Adjust your rosters. Make sure you're aware of that.
Yep.
You know, as we go week 4, in the Happy Hour Fantasy Football League. The 220 gang left a message on our board, nobody is undefeated anymore since he took out CEO Raiders 148 to 126.
Mm.
Ended that joint, you know, with Demaryius Thomas and Jordan Cameron and 24 points from Indy's defense.
Oof.
Crazy. You know, CEO had a huge game from Drew Brees and a nice one for Torrey Smith, but it just was not enough.
It's still early, though. It's still early.
Oh, yeah, it's still early. But now we got 4 teams at the top.
Oh, man.
In the lead, sitting at the top number one with a 3-1, K-Town Killers, coming off a damn nail-biting game versus Bash Brothers, 128.98 to 127.74. Close, man.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, riding with your boy, Peyton Manning.
What can I say? We're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And Adrian Peterson. I mean, come what the fuck, man.
That's what I said. He got Adrian Peterson and Peyton Manning. What could you do?
Shit, even Fred Jackson gave him something. Shit. No, Bass Brothers had a nice game with Arian Foster and Reggie Bush and Tennessee's D, but just came up a little short. Ooh, like, all he needed was 2 points. Ooh, I hate them games. Them games drive you nuts.
Yeah, man.
Who else sitting there? Oh, it's the EO. I had 220 game. Boumaye, sitting in fourth, but he's tied with the rest of them at 3-1. Beating you, 140. Another closing game, 141.44 versus 140.54. Damn, not even a point. .90.
He had Darren Sproles in the last game, and I was not expecting Darren Sproles to go crazy like he did.
Fuck nutty.
My God, Darren Sproles is the reason I lost. I hate you, Darren Sproles. No, I'm just playing. I don't hate Darren Sproles.
I'm like, but damn, yeah, 28 points. Shit. 25 from Tom Brady, 23 from Wes Welker. Damn.
Messed up thing is I had great, great production from all my people pretty much.
Yeah, Frank Gore gave you 21. Fucking Kansas City D gave you 20. Matt Ryan gave you almost 30. But, man, you are getting fucked, man. You are like.
I can score, but I can't win. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you like you number two in points. You are still having that donut.
Oh, my God. It's all good, man. The points is going to add up eventually. Like I keep saying, I got faith. When I get Gronk back, it's going to be on whenever he fucking comes back.
Oh, no, y'all, you'll be good. I mean, shit, my ass losing 113 to 135 versus Hughes Ditka. This shit is fuck, man. Sitting at 11th and 1-3, I can't score for shit, man. I'm dead last in scoring. I barely got 400 points. This shit is terrible, man. What the fuck? What am I doing, man? I'm banged up.
Yeah, you hurt, man. You hurt.
God damn. I mean, he got 23 from Des Bryant, 22 from Shaw. Gonzalez went fucking nuts. Of course, I got Gonzalez in another league, so I'm loving it. And then what happens? Oh, he's got Tony Gonzalez. Great! That's what I needed.
Yep.
You know, meanwhile, for me, Danny Woodhead stepped up for me. Tony Romo gave me something. But motherfucker, Cincinnati D didn't help. C.J. Spiller getting hurt. C.J. Spiller's killing me. You need to come better than that. Ain't no fucking, no catches, no nothing. Dude, just 77 rush yards. Thanks. We got Jamiro Nutt versus T-Money. They both tied at 2 games. Jamiro Nutt pulled it out, 123 to 109. For Jamiro Nutt, Victor Cruz came up out the blue.
Mm.
Oh, at least Eli Manning did something right for you. with 30 points. Antonio Gates gave him 26. Seattle defense, 17. Well, unfortunately for T-Money, you know, Jimmy Graham was his high guy. You know, Jay Cutler, probably if he didn't throw so many damn interceptions, he might have been all right.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Brell, 4 points. And clearly he was sleeping. He had Amar Bradshaw in who was out. You know, got to be smarter than that.
Yeah,
check
man.
Check the lineups that day.
Check them that morning.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, the ass whooping of the week, or if you want to call it the carry out, because, you know, we do the happy hour, you know, some people get too happy, and you don't want to be that motherfucker that look like they getting carried out by two people because they had too much fucking liquor to drink. So I'm about to call it the carry out, but damn. ST Aliens over Mid-City Brigade 121 to 55. Damn.
Oh, good Lord. Almost a 100-point spreader, boy. Woo.
Damn, 50 projected to have 80. 55. God damn. Yeah, he just, God damn. Fucking Atlanta defense gave him zero. Yeah, Mark Ingram gave him nothing. Darren McFadden gave him two. Almost three. Sidney Wright. God damn. Darius Hayward. Hey, shit, dude. But hey, you got a better record than I do, so what can I really say?
That's what I'm saying. You better than me, man. You at least got to win, so.
Shit. But yeah, I mean, STLians, I mean, with Colin Kaepernick, game 17. Alshon Jeffries was his high dude, went almost 25. Yeah. And he had the Denver D, baby.
There you go.
So, yeah, but oof. Data's getting close, y'all. So, yes, like I said, four-way tie for first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get, crawl my way up, and you are just trying to get a damn W.
Yeah, that's what I need right now, just to win.
So, before we had any what, we're not going to judge you just off your record. Any fantasy tips you got for folks?
Looking for sleepers. If you're looking for any kind of sleepers, one person to look at is definitely Danny Woodhead. No, he doesn't technically, quote-unquote, start, but he tends to get more reps than Ryan Matthews does at this point. Who else we got out there on the if Kimbrell Tompkins is still available, pick him up.
Yeah,
ain't no point in just leaving him out there. He must be picked up now. And, I mean, one guy, who should I pull out the blue on cats? One guy who you guys should look out for is Roy Helu. I mean, you look at Alfred Morris. We don't know the extent of his injury, you know, even though we hope during the bye he'll get healthy. But he takes a pounding. I mean, he gets beat up. So, I mean, Roy Helu has showed he has the speed, he has the quickness. And if you got Alfred Morris, handcuff.
No, you got to. I mean, you don't know if he'll be back. And if I had to pick one, but I'd probably say I picked this dude up in one of my leagues, is Rashad Jennings. Look, we banged up. You know, if you need a quick fill-in for a running back, you already know they down Marcel Reese and Darren McFadden out. They're playing San Diego. He's starting. He had some decent games in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
When Maurice Jones-Drew wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
Wonderful. Before we head out, I want to do my good story of the week.
All right.
It actually took place about 4 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
Eugene Monroe, left tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars, was traded to the Baltimore Ravens. Why is this a good story of the week? Because he just got out of probably the worst situation you can be in and went to a much better one in Baltimore. The Jacksonville Jaguars are garbage. They are awful and terrible. And most people don't know who Eugene Monroe is. He has been there for a long time, was taken in the same draft with the Brickshaw Ferguson, with Joe Thomas and these boys. So, I mean, he's a guy, he's been the anchor of their left side for a long time. One of the reasons Maurice Jones-Drew has been able to put up the numbers he used to put up. And, I mean, he was their second best player, not named Maurice Jones-Drew. And he is, I mean, granted, because he plays in Jacksonville, a lot of people know him, don't know how good he is. He is arguably a top five left tackle. So Baltimore seriously upgraded their offensive line with the acquisition of him. So, I mean, for him, I'm sure he is happy to get a fresh start. Came out and said he was shocked. He was surprised. But I know deep down he was probably like, yes, the hell out of this losing situation.
Oh, so hell yeah.
He gets to go to a team that just came off a Super Bowl win. You know, they could possibly be a playoff team. But it was a good move on their part. They only gave up some third-day picks, so it's like sixth-round picks for them. So, I mean, Jacksonville obviously didn't want much for them, and clearly they're starting over.
Nah, shit, I'm happy for that, brother, because anytime you can leave fucking Jacksonville where nobody want to be there,
yep,
to a winning organization, hey, that's all gravy.
Yep.
And speaking of that, I don't know how, you know, we could get into this next week, but I just want to bring this shit up now. Or not next week, but later this week when we record again. Losing situation. How the fuck, how much longer is Greg Schiano going to be there? Do you think this dude is going to make the fucking end of the season? This
no.
Shit with fucking Josh Freeman. I mean, I feel bad for this dude.
I do too. I mean, this whole thing came out with Josh Freeman about the whole drug issue that, not even a drug issue. He took he took medication for ADHD, and you know, basically is now enrolled in the NFL's drug program or whatever it may be. First of all, that's supposed to be confidential. Same issue happened with Von Miller. It was supposed to be confidential, but we all know it's going to get leaked at some point. So the NFL is now investigating on his behalf, and then come to find out another story. But basically, it almost seems like Tampa Bay told Josh Freeman not to attend a meeting, and the Tampa Bay players are getting the vibe, like, basically reading between the lines, like, well, they explained to us that, you know, it's almost trying to make Josh Freeman to be the bad guy, kind of telling them that, oh, yeah, well, making it seem like he chose not to come, when in all actuality, they told him not to come. And his teammates kind of know and kind of read between the lines and are kind of seeing what's going on. So it's at a point now, Greg Schiano probably, if he hasn't already, he will lose the locker room in the next few weeks, and he's going to have to go. Josh Freeman has already asked to be released. They're trying their hardest to trade him. Nobody's going to trade for him. So once they release him, though, somebody's going to pick him up real quick. Jets, I'm looking at you.
Oh, no, he'll get picked up. Even if he didn't and was just going to, you know, be a free agent. I mean, he was going to get – somebody was going to pick him up to try. But, I mean, dude, you know, I give him a lot of props for coming out, you know, and basically admitting he got ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because people, you know, you know folks are going to be like, oh, we don't want him as our quarterback.
Yep.
He got ADHD. But, I mean – I didn't know that. I'm not blaming that as an excuse for his poor play.
Well, clearly he can win with ADHD. He won 10 games in the season.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, that means nothing against him.
Yeah. It's just, you know, all these...
And, I mean, if he's taking his meds to help him out, I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope the guy, you know, can have a good off season or take this time to get some things together and to focus and come
definitely
back, you know, next season ready to roll. But damn.
Definitely.
You know, I know they had some issues with Lawrence Tyne, so, you know, the Players Association is looking all over Tampa Bay Buccaneers like something foul going on down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
what is it with your Florida teams, man?
I don't know. I don't know what's in the water down there in Florida land.
It is not good for football. Shit.
Mm-mm.
Well, this is wrapping up. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour with our NFL recap. We will be coming back to y'all soon. You know, we got tons of shit to talk about. I mean, the MLB playoffs is here. You know, I know the wild cards are going on right now. You know, I'm about to ask a question about this whole celebration shit. I guess it's because it's under 62 games. But I mean, like, you get champagne, and then like a week later, you're gone off of one game.
Yep.
You know, and the NBA is right around the corner.
Yes, it is. You know? We are in training camp session right now, so it is coming. Exhibition games will be starting probably in the next couple of weeks.
Yep, so we'll be getting into that. Russell Westbrook setback. Kobe Bryant,
43.
A little setback.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LeBron James. No, yeah, you know, Jordan talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron James saying he want to be the best ever. So, yeah, we definitely going to be covering all that on our next go around.
Definitely.
So, yeah, as y'all know, You can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. We appreciate all the 5-star reviews. Please leave us 5-star reviews. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think of the show. If you're checking us out on Stitcher, favorite us. Hit that little thumbs up button if you like what you're hearing. You know, you can always go to our website, www.blackisonline.com. You can leave comments on the notes page there. And just for Black Is in general, check us out. You can follow the home Twitter at Black Is Online. You can find all the podcasts there. You know, like us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine. And we are everywhere, man. Black Is, it's just, we just doing big things over here.
Mm-hmm.
So please check us out. If y'all want to contact Jonathan and I directly, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at brotherslayman. Or leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. I want to give a quick shout-out. Shout-out to Jay from Up for Discussion. He had me on his show last week, me and Moody, discussing marriage, giving our views on marriage, asked us some great questions. So, you know, check his show out. Dude's a real good dude, real positive. You know, we had a good time. I can't wait to go back on again. So that was cool. And other folks from the Welcome to the Village, you know, I know we'll be doing a football joint with them in the coming months, you know, mm-hmm. But KC and I were on there talking church and what's going
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Black churches and all that. So please check out Welcome to the Village, another great podcast, y'all.
Much doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Shout out for them. And from the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, and this is the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!
From the start, I flow awkwardly, I flow best to the rhythm. Incisions are made into the brain, and then I begin to give them a lobotomy. Follow me, I'm shaping your brain like pottery. All over the track, give me the pH, give me the AR, give me the OA, give me the HE, Pharaoh. Crazy poisons and barrels are hitting you from all directions. You cannot dodge, I manage to dislodge them from the point in which they are connecting. I am simply selecting a new style piles of MCs who try to get wow. Fuck that. When I'm in a renovative state of mind, I'm innovative. Never been afraid of rocking a microphone, I'm prone to be eliminating. Cling when I sing a song of sixpence, if it makes sense, then sing along. Cling along to my nuts, if you got guts, then bring it on. Hit your split, you ditch your picture, you victorious. I'm Corey Plus, your shit's mad porn. Bring it on.